Well, good question on free will. Here's what I would say about that. Yes, according to the scripture, I believe, and again, I'm only going to give you what the Bible, I'm not going to just tell you that here's my opinion. Here's what I see the Bible saying, and through history, I think this has been the answer of scripture. Yes, nothing in scripture says that man does not have a free will. He does have a free will. Meaning, never does God coerce us to go against what we want to do. We have the freedom to do anything we choose to do. That's the teaching of Scripture, all right? Now, you can talk about, and I don't want to get too far here, but God's sovereign control over all things. Here we come into mystery. I give you these words. There's contradiction, there's paradox, and there's mystery. What I suggest, you search out over time, you determine, is there really a contradiction in Scripture? Is there really a contradiction? I don't think there are. But that does not mean that we do not believe as Christians, or I don't believe, that there is biblical paradox. Biblical paradox is when two things look as if they would disagree with each other, but you cannot show that they are contradictory. They just hit us like, that just doesn't seem, but I cannot show contradiction. That's paradox. Meaning it is, but we don't get it, all right? There is a lot of biblical paradox. Anybody will agree? There are paradoxes. Then there is the third category that you've got contradiction, you've got biblical paradox, and then you've got mystery. Mystery is what we just talked about in the Trinity. That's a mystery to me. Three persons, one God. I'll never get that. That's a mystery. But I'm telling you, there's a whole bunch of mystery. And I was thinking just yesterday about something. I think I said, how in the world could this ever be? I wouldn't even believe it. That's possible. That's a mystery to me. But it means it's beyond my understanding. Black holes is a mystery to me. I don't get black holes. But I don't say they don't exist because I can't figure it out. But that would be my take on it, that it's just an issue of there are going to be these. And when you say God's sovereign, and then you say, and I have freedom of choice, they don't contradict each other. It's just hard for us to fully comprehend. You with me in that regard? You're not going to understand it. I'm not going to understand it fully. I like to think of it maybe like this. It's like a roof. And on one side of the roof, you have the word God's sovereignty. On one side of the roof, you have man's freedom of choice. I can walk over here and I can understand this subject without this one. I can go over here and understand it without the other. You get up above, you look down, I think you'll understand it. You know, we have to have more of an eternal perspective. Or to put it this way, when I look at this whole idea of the mysteries of God and the things that you go, I don't get this. I don't really understand that. That's okay with me. I go, but what I don't want to do is find a contradiction. If I find a contradiction, I want to struggle with that. I want to figure it out. And then I might want to throw away the scripture if I thought there were contradictions. That would be, but mystery and paradox. And I think this is just one that's very paradoxical. It's not even a mystery because we can understand either one. It's a paradox. We can't put them together. Okay?